You do, Mr. Rodman?
Yes. Cross and Halleck bought some old letters for me, written by my grandfather from Hawaii. They used them to manufacture the map and evidence. And that's what they sold to Kent.
Father thought he was being so clever. He had the paper analyzed. Of course, the document research laboratory said the letters were genuine. They were. But something new had been added. I'd have never known if Mr. Rodman hadn't told me.
You were a party to the swindle, Mr. Rodman?
I was not. I never knew what they were up to.
Mr. Wolf, you've got to help me. I can't do anything with Father. I can't convince him. Even Mr. Rodman can't.
No, Miss Kent, I'm sorry. This is not for me.
But you must. You must.
Not in my office, madam. No tears. Please, please, Archie, stop her.
Okay, okay, okay.
Archie, when Miss Kent has finished her disgraceful exhibition, show them out.
How dare you walk out on a...
Easy, easy, easy. I know him. I know him. You don't. He gets into a panic when women cry, or else he's curious about what Fritz is cooking for lunch. Now, just wait a minute, please. Oh, aren't you ashamed of yourself walking out like that on that poor kid?
That hysterical gamma.
She's lost all of her money. She needs help.
I charge high fees, Archie.
So charge a small fee. Do you want her to starve?
Good heavens. Starve? How monstrous.
I'm not kidding. While you'll be in here smelling your dinner, she and her father will be starving.
I thought you were bringing me a paying client.
Well, this is different. She's,
You're beautiful. Archie, you're impossible. Oh, very well. Go back into them. Get names, addresses, facts. I am not committed to Miss Kent's case, but we'll see. Be a tribute I paid for your weakness, for a pretty face.
Rodman and Gloria Kent were gone, however. So all I had were the few facts they'd given me before they met Wolf. I felt guilty about that when he came back into the office and sat down in his specially built chair. He closed his eyes and I glared at him. Well, how much of you is awake? Mr. Wolf. Well, they disappeared. Did you tell me you were going to help this girl just to get her out of the office, or did you mean it?
You're a gadfly.
No, sir. No, sir. You made a promise and you're stuck with it.
What did you get from Rodman?
Name, address, occupation. He's a librarian, that's all.
Very careless, Archie. You missed a significant point.
Such as,
How did Rodman discover the letters he sold were being altered by forgery and used for swindle? How did he locate the dupe, Mr. Kent?
I guess you're right. I'll ask him next time. But what about now? Are you going to get Gloria's money back?
I assume you call Miss Kent Gloria solely in order to annoy me. It does. Stop it. Get Cross and Halleck.
On my way.
You'll find them at the Hotel Bogart.
Wrong, sir. According to my notes, their address is...
Never mind their address. The Hotel Bogart is the headquarters for successful confidence tricksters. They celebrate their victories there while the money lasts. You will possibly find Cross and Halleck drinking whiskey or lunching. Probably both.
I located Cross and Halleck in the hotel bar and lured them back to our place on 35th Street. Wolf was sitting behind his desk with his hands crossed on his impressive middle, at peace with his lunch and the world when I ushered them in. He sat bolt upright and scorched me with a look. Good afternoon, Mr. Wolf. The tall one's name is Cross, the short one is Halleck. They want to help me invest my money. Gentlemen, Mr. Nero Wolf.
What?
Hero Wolf.
Hey, what is this?
Confound you, Archie. How drunk are they?
Not too drunk for business.
Let's get out of here. Come on.
Wait a minute.
Chill, duck, decoy.
You want me to keep him here, Mr. Wolf?
Not by violence, Archie. Come back here, gentlemen. Unless you want 7 years in the state penitentiary.
Unless what? You got nothing on us, Wolf. Nothing.
I have the Kent case.
The Kent? That's a laugh. We're sitting pretty, sitting pretty.
You are not, sir. You imagine you possess legal immunity. Mr. Kent believes you are a grotesque balderdash and will not sue for fraud. Miss Kent cannot sue because she is reluctant to accuse her father of wrongfully obtaining her money. Ergo, you think you are invulnerable.
Now, listen.
But you forget me. I'm a detective with a fee to earn.
A big fee.
Quiet, Archie. I am determined to get that fee. Therefore, as Miss Kent's agent, I can and will bring action against you. I'm indifferent to her tears... or her father's disgrace. I'm indifferent to anything outside of money. You will return the $10,000 to me at once, sir,